Your At Work Radio. Every day, 9 to 12. Only on KC 107.7.
Ja, jy is terug by my, Gerine de Wet, At Work KC 107.7 on this beautiful last Thursday of October. But this morning, we have a very interesting guest in the studio. What he does is very interesting. So, Callum Smith, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, and yourself?
I'm good, thank you. And thank you for making time to come here.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm a little bit late, but it's a pleasure. I'm excited.
No, cool, thank you. You started a business in medicinal mushrooms, mushroom medicinal business. Please tell us more.
Okay, so I think the biggest confusion that people are going to have is what are medicinal mushrooms?
Yes.
Medicinal mushrooms are like 0.0004% of all the mushrooms in existence right now. They are mushrooms that have medicinal benefits. So separate from your edible mushrooms, which some edible mushrooms are medicinal, and separate from what some people might be thinking, and I hope it's okay to say this, but psychedelic mushrooms as well, magic mushrooms. They're not that, and they can be edible, but they have medicinal properties. Like a very famous one right now is lion's mane. It's fantastic for memory. It's like a all-natural Ritalin that doesn't give you anxiety. It helps with anxiety. It is incredible for Alzheimer's and dementia. And there's a plethora of other ones out there as well.
So it also, you said retinol.
Instead of Ritalin. So it's like
Ritalin.
Yeah. So it's like Concerta. It's like a focus mushroom.
A focus mushroom.
Yeah. Without the side effects that all of those will give you and without the anxiety.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. I want to know can you give us more info on what medicinal mushrooms does?
Okay.
A little bit more info.
So there's a few different medicinal mushrooms. I'll break down what I call like the four kings or queens of the medicinal mushroom genre. You have lion's mane, which is really popular, which we just talked about, which is, I honestly think everyone above, let's say, 65 should be taking it, because not only does it prevent the degradation or neurodegradation, basically like if you have Alzheimer's, it doesn't just stop that progression, it can reverse it as well. So for prevention purposes, as well as for people who are wanting to cure Alzheimer's, it's an incredible mushroom for the elderly. And for younger folks like myself, I take it just to stay focused, not have any anxiety issues. I'm not an anxious person, but if I have coffee, I'm really sensitive to it and I can get the jitters, and I find that I can handle that a lot better with them. Then you get something like cordyceps, which blew up because in the 1970s, because in, I don't know, it wasn't Olympics, but it was a world championship thing. And there's three Chinese women athletes broke three world records in this event. They were tested for drugs. There was no steroids or growth hormones found. But the coach said that they've been taking cordyceps for a long time. So what it does is helps with energy, helps with stamina, also very good for anxiety, lung health, cardiovascular health. For the men out there, really good for both male potency and sperm production, as well as libido, which is something that we are unfortunately facing a lot of these days. Then for the women, turkey tail is incredible. Breast cancer prevention. It's actually the only mushroom that is prescribed as an anti-cancer medication in Japan alongside other cancer medication, because it builds your gut microbiome, it attacks the cancer and the tumors, and then it helps your immune system as well. So I think most people know chemotherapy kills everything in its path. It does its best to attack a tumor, the cancer cells, but everything surrounding that will die. And our gut microbiome is extremely important in as an immune support, and the turkey tail helps with that while fighting the cancer. The last one, which is also one of my favorite ones, is reishi. It's phenomenal for sleep. So not only does it help you fall asleep faster and prolong sleep, the method of doing it is most probably the most natural way that you can think of. It doesn't inject, you know, serotonin into your body, because it increases serotonin production. What it does is it feeds specific gut microbacteria that are really good for you that produce serotonin. So by increasing these gut microbes that produce serotonin, it's then, as you know, later down the line, increasing serotonin as well, which helps with sleep, helps with anxiety. Obviously, we know it as like the happy chemical. So you can think of it slightly as an antidepressant as well. It's a fantastic mushroom, hard as wood, and is beautiful as well.
Wow. You know, I've I was now listening and hanging on your lips or whatever you call it, because it's truly an interesting topic, and it's I mean, most of us don't know about it. Here's a message for you from Vincent. He's in Namibia at the moment, and he said, what an interesting topic, Callum, and I think he wants to know more. You must give more info. Okay, not on the show, we can afterwards, you can send me info that I can pass on also.
Yeah, wow.
Really? And I'm stunned by the fact that you are so young and that you got all this knowledge.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I've been lucky enough. I think during high school, I'm not the same person. Like, I didn't have a care in the world for nature. I wanted to sit and play video games on my phone. That's all I wanted to do. We had like half an hour of video game time, and I'd throw a fit about that because I just wanted more.
Yeah.
And something changed, and I think I was very lucky that early on I found my purpose and my passion, and I've just been absolutely obsessed by it. So, I mean, I've basically done 3 years of work of focused into mushrooms.
That is what I actually asked you in the beginning. How did you, why this business, and how did you get into the business?
Okay, so do you know Babylon Storen?
Yes.
So I started working there as a volunteer. It's a public, prestigious garden.
Yes, beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful garden. Mm. This was during COVID time, and when I started working, it's when it was autumn, so mushrooms are starting to pop up, and this was like me getting my hands dirty for like the first time properly since I was a child. Mm. So I looked at these mushrooms. I was like, what is this? And luckily, what is now one of my best friends, he was head of the horticulture department over there, just the nursery work and everything like that. He's like, this is mushrooms. He was super into mushrooms. And he was like, by the way, we have a mushroom room here where we grow mushrooms as well. I was like, you can grow other mushrooms and button mushrooms? And he's like, yeah. And you go in there, and it's yellow, or what we call golden oysters. They are bright yellow. Pink oysters, which are absolutely beautiful. Lion's mane, which looks nothing like a mushroom. The French call it a pom-pom mushroom, because it literally looks like a pom-pom. And then from there, I ended up working for a mushroom farm. So you get like these grow kits that you just scratch, and then you spray, and then they burst out on your kitchen table. It's a lot of fun, because mushrooms will pick up about 700 grams of weight within a week. So that's 100 grams a day. So you would have like tiny little pins on Monday, and you'll have 700 grams of mushrooms by Friday.
Sure.
Yeah. So from there, I eventually contracted COVID, and I got stuck at home, and YouTube was like, we have no idea what to give you anymore. We've given you a week's worth of content. You sucked it up within one day. And then they were like, okay, well, here's mushrooms. And that's where I discovered medicinal mushrooms. So I hope my girlfriend's okay with me saying this, but she has diabetes and epilepsy. And when I saw this, he was talking firstly about turkey tail and cancer, because his mom had cancer. And then he said something about lion's mane having neurogenitive effects, which it does. And I was like, oh, I could potentially put my girlfriend on a path where she could be taking natural medicines without having... There's a lot of side effects to these meds. Mm. And I might touch on that a little bit later. But without having all these side effects, and it has... insulin sensitivity or increases insulin sensitivity, which has come, like, she's injecting I think 4 units less now of insulin, which is amazing, and it's helping balance her sugar levels as well, if she doesn't treat herself to a packet of Skittles or something like that. And then that's kind of where it started, and then I realized how incredible it is for Alzheimer's. I lost my great granny to dementia, and I think it was dementia or Alzheimer's, and at the time, you know, I was so focused on friends. I was really not in a good headspace in high school. And I I wouldn't say I didn't care much for it, but I remember literally saying to my mom, I don't see the point in seeing her if she doesn't even remember me, you know, and that kind of like comes back to you in little bits and pieces as you get older. And I never want anyone to experience that. So that's where the passion just, you know, just kept fueling me. And then after that, I just get the, like one of my friends took a cordyceps extract. And she has chronic inflammation. She got COVID. Her diaphragm inflamed to a point that the doctor said, if you get COVID again, you're going to die because you're not going to be able to breathe. So she took anti-inflammatory, you know, meds that the doctor prescribed. She'd been doing that for a while. Then she took this cordyceps extract, and then she went back to the doctor, and the doctor said, what are you taking? I mean, your meds don't do this. We've never seen the results that you're getting from the meds that you're taking, specifically with you. And then that was just like, okay, this stuff actually works. And that kind of just kept pushing me, to the point now where you get really nice feedback every now and then where they're like, this has completely changed my life. I'm no longer anxious in the morning. I can handle more at work. I can sleep better. Like, I struggle with sleep sometimes because my brain never switches off. If you ask me anything about mushrooms, I can create a product for it. That's kind of where my brain is.
I understand that. Don't you worry. I understand that.
For me, I mean, it's had so many benefits. And it, just these bits and pieces have just kept pushing me forward. Like, my girlfriend now has gone off of her old epileptic meds, and seeing just the side effects of going off of medication that she's been on for half her life, it was just like, I have to keep going with this. I can't stop now. I know that this is what the pharmaceutical industry is doing, and I know that my stuff is non-addictive, has none of those negative side effects, unless you're allergic to mushrooms, and it can only benefit literally everyone.
Totally. Wow, this is a real, it's a pity that you were a bit late today. maybe we can organize another.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Another show with you, to invite you to come on again. And because we are close to the end of this hour already, time flies. Time flies. And this is real interesting.
Yeah.
Topic, and it's great if people can know about more natural ways, you know, that you can deal with it. But here's another message for you. Hi there, I'm Callan Smith's girlfriend here. I love you dearly, and I'm so proud of you. So, Callan Smith, can you please give a name and give her a shout out?
To?
Your girlfriend.
Oh, Danelle Stefan. I mean, she's the reason I started this. She's still the reason I keep going. I love her to bits, yeah.
Yeah. Next time you must put your name there. Yeah, no, anyway, I want to say, everyone listening, can you just leave your number?
Yeah.
Do it slowly.
Okay.
Leave your number if someone wants to contact you, because... Yeah. Next week, this podcast of this interview will be on the KC107 website.
Okay.
So I'll make sure if you want to come back to this interview, if you are that are listening, and you missed something, and you want to get into contact with Callum, you can go to our website and go to the KC at Work podcast. It will be there. Yeah. So.
Number.
That number, please.
So you can either go to Eusporia, so Eusporia, so it's like Euphoria, it said SP instead of PH, .co.za, and then you can read up about products there and you can message me.
It's at the website.
That's the website.
Okay.
Or you can go 081-297-4070. And then that's my number. I'm happy for anyone to reach out to me and ask questions. It's part of my passion to educate as well.
Okay, it looks like Vincent says, I definitely want to grow mushrooms now.
It's so much fun. It's very easy. If you don't have a green thumb, go for mushrooms. You can't make a mistake.
Yeah, I will definitely send your number to him. And then... That is your number?
Yes.
Okay, that's your contact number. We will make a date with Callum again to come on my show. And then, yeah, thank you very much.
No problem.
I mean, this is a very interesting topic. Thank you so much for your time.
I didn't realize how long I was talking on these things. I'm so sorry.
No, it's all good. We need more information, yeah. You know.
Casey at Work on Casey 107.7.